this is a very special year for the committee and everybody that's been associated with the committee from day one when it was founded in 1976. In terms of the committee at the present and the selection of the different awards, it's becoming more difficult, or, you know, is the word you would use, in that there's so many talented athletes out there in all aspects of sport. And I mean, last year we brought in the mind games into it, which is again another facet of sport that probably most of the people sitting watching the football and the athletics and all that type of stuff don't realise what goes on in that aspect of sport. But it is a sporting event, and you know, we will have our work cut out again as usually in the weeks between Christmas and the New Year, and round about that time judging and accepting the best nominations and picking the best winners. And that's the fun part of it in terms of the committee, because we know everybody that's there, we know all the nominations should be coming in, and if they're not there, we, you know, that's not, again, we can't be responsible for that. So really, tonight's just a launch to create awareness and to invite nominations for the awards for the whole, which is really their integral part of the process every year since day one, you know. The story going for this year is the nominations need to be in by Friday, the 27th of November. And, you know, we're encouraging all sporting organisations who have significant achievements, you know, just to please get their nominations in there well before the deadline. You know, what happened in the past, that sporting success and the deserving of a nomination didn't even feature in our award ceremony, and that again was something we don't want to see happening again. So really, I can't say it strongly enough, please get your submissions in and your nominations in before the closing date. Last year we had 37 categories, including 6 for schools, and this year, you know, we'd expect the same again and maybe more. There may be sports that don't have an achievement this year, but there will also be others that we didn't honour last year or any other year maybe that has a better achievement. So we need to get everybody in there and create the facility for to have a 40th anniversary, the best one yet.